There's Mansfield heading 5 against Macclesfield.
Perfect, absolutely perfect.
Come here,
though. There's Wayne Kibbe. Hampshire inside the 6-yard box. He's saved, and then it's headed in by Simon Brown.
Second one, left foot.
The deflection off the crossbar. Who will it fall to? The keeper? Out to Simon Brown. Touches in the rebound.
Third one, right foot.
Oh, here's Brown over again. Lobs the goalkeeper into the hat-trick. It is!
One of those days where everything you hit seems to go, and I think that's the only shot I had on goal. I mean, I didn't really play the best, but I've ended up taking the chances. Like, we've come away winning 5-0, and I thought the boys at the back could be defending magnificently.
Forward to Boulding, inside left channel. Will he get the chance to shoot? Boulding, he goes, and it's 5!
I was disappointed if we didn't get more second half, but then again, I'm a little bit greedy once we get in front like that. Yeah, 5-0, tremendous result for us.
Mansfield 20th in League 2, 3 clear of the relegation zone. Knocks it up to 15th in League 2 after Charlie McParland's second win at Jackson.
Well, Bill, 5-0 win at home, that'll do, won't it?
Yeah, they do. We'll take that. We'll take that. We just took 1-0 before the game, but once we got cracking and we had a few chances, I thought we caused them problems all afternoon with the two front men. And we've done very well. I was disappointed we didn't get more second half, but then again, I'm a little bit greedy once we get in front like that. But yeah, 5-0, tremendous result for us.
I've seen you create that many chances against teams a few times. It's just that this time perhaps you actually took
one in. And we had a bit of luck with one or two of them, what went in, but that, you know, the free kick, the first one, we had a bit of luck with that. It was come back on and he finished it off, Brownie, but that luck wasn't going for us early on. But once we got our noses in front today, there were only one winner on that part today, and we made sure it was us. And I'm pleased to bits that we've kept another clean sheet.
Yeah, I'll bring up the clean sheet a little bit later. First of all, Simon Brown got a hat-trick. The earliest hat-trick in Mansfield down history, in fact, in 21 minutes. That's not bad, is it?
Well, I'm disappointed he couldn't get it a little bit quicker. No, he's done well. He's enjoyed playing up there. Mickey's, you know, they're on fire just now. And it's long may it continue, because they're getting a good understanding with each other. Yeah, we're not the biggest side up front, but if you've got a bit of pace and they can finish, you know, they can score goals, both of them.
Yeah. Well, they caused all sorts of problems, because as soon as the balls went into the channels, their defence system had to cope, didn't they?
They couldn't cope with them, could not cope with them. So, and like I said, I was very pleased with them, and they scored a few goals between. I mean, Mickey's scored one today. He knows he's had two or three more chances to score. He'll always get chances, but he'll score goals.
Pleasing as well to see John Delaye back in for last half hour.
Yeah, just a bit for him, really. Gives us a chance when we're in the lead. He couldn't have wrote the script any better. I said to him yesterday, I said, I'm thinking of making a sub, and I think I told the press, and you lads, ideally, I'd love to be in a winning position and put him on for the last 15, 20 minutes. Like, but we're in a good, strong winning position. He got to half an hour, so he's pleased, he's come through all right, his injury's all right, and, you know, he needs more games. And we've got one arranged this coming week for the reserves, and he'll get another game then and ready for next weekend.
Hereford then on Tuesday, and another side, he scored 5 this weekend.
They scored 5 against Darlington, tremendous result for them. It's unusual for two teams who were playing on the Tuesday that both teams on the previous Saturday scored 5 goals each at home, so it'll be an interesting encounter down there at Hereford.
Well done today, thanks Bill.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a good game, isn't it, at Hereford, at Edgar Street, on Chiems at Southend. Right, let's get more reaction from Phil Mill to Mansfield's fabulous 5-0 win over Macclesfield. Simon Brown got a hat-trick, the fastest ever in Mansfield history. Here's with David Jackson.
Well, Simon, congratulations, it's a great win, and personally, a hat-trick. There seems to be some debate as to whether it was the perfect hat-trick, Simon.
Yeah, perfect hat-trick. First one header, second one left foot, third one right foot.
How pleased were you, on a personal note, then, 21 minutes in? I don't know if you know this, but it's the earliest hat-trick in Mansfield Town history as well, to have got one within 21 minutes. You've done pretty well today for yourself.
I mean, it's just one of those days where everything you hit seems to go, and I think that's the only shots I had on goal. But, I mean, I didn't really play the best, but I've ended up taking the chances, and, like, we've come away winning 5-0. And I thought the boys at the back have defended magnificently. And well, it's just the last few games, that's how we've been playing.
Well, it's interesting you say that perhaps you didn't play the best. The team have played better overall in plenty of other matches this season, but it just seemed to kick on. You know, you got the goals when you had the chances this time, perhaps.
I mean, like, we look back at the MK Dons game. I mean, we played really well there, and that, to me, was our turning point. I mean, it was top of the league. We played our hearts out, and we were just unlucky that decisions against us. I mean, their first goal killed it because it weren't over the line, but it gives it, and it sort of deflated us, but we battled on, and then We've kicked on from there, gone down to Barnet, got a result there, Muggsy's pulled off a wonder save, and it's just spurred us on from there, really.
Unbeaten in four now, you've won the two home matches, drawn the two away. Keep doing that and you'll fly up the league.
Yeah, I mean, every game's different. All we can do is just go in there, work our hardest, and hopefully with me and Mickey up front and the big man, you know, he's coming back that can nick the goals. I mean, the back four are playing magnificent in the minute. I mean, Dan Martin's coming at left back and he's throwing shapes all over the place, and I'm just hammering him because he keeps pushing it and he just dives, so they've done really well. I mean, Mully's not played today and he's probably been our best defender. I mean, Gels has come in and done a magnificent job. Back and Bucko know each other inside out, and Muggs has just caught everything and just cleaned up, so it's basically the defence that has won us the game today.
And it is three successive clean sheets. How much does it help you as a striker, knowing that the people behind you are keeping it so solid?
It does. I mean, me and Mickey will get chances and we'll score goals. I think Mickey set up my second, like, he had it against the bar and I managed to get it in. But that's, we know we'll score goals, and now the defence is getting more continuity because we're not chopping and changing as much, and they're playing well, and it's like the confidence is growing throughout the team.
Well played today, Simon. Thanks for your time.
What do you make of it, Stags fans? Our match line open for you now. 01159 580 560. 01159 580 560. Are you now confident, Mansfield fans, that the Stags can avoid?
Since they won at Wrexham at Easter,
Mansfield Town go 3 points clear with the relegation zone after thumping Macclesfield. Simon Brown hits a hat-trick as the Stags smash five.
There's one into the area, Hampshire is under 6 yard box, he's saved, and then he's hit it in by Simon Brown. The deflection off the crossbar. Who will it fall to the keeper? Out to Simon Brown, pushes in the rebound. Here's Nathan Arnold, edge of the area, 3-0! Oh, here's Brown over again, locks the goalkeeper into the hat-trick, it is! Forward to Boulding, inside left channel. Will he get the chance to shoot? Boulding, he goes, and he's fine.